And today, Jahan, I think it would be good for us to go deeper into surrender, because I think that's such, that's the first step.
Yeah.
And that's a big step. And
welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
Welcome to Making God Your CEO, our new podcast. My name is Jahan. I am a life, business, and women's empowerment coach. I'm also the vice president of Crown for Success and Boss Ladies Mindset. We are the largest women's empowerment network on social media. With me today is my co-host, Sheila. She is a fellow Crown for Success Regional Vice President. Sheila, are you here with me?
I am here, and hello, everybody. I am Sheila Sherman, as Jahan said, and I am a mindset mentor and a self-care expert, and now a Making God Your CEO podcaster. So yay. I'm so excited about that. Welcome, everybody, to our second episode. And today, Jahan, I think it would be good for us to go deeper into surrender, because I think that's such That's the first step.
Yeah.
And that's a big step. And it is maybe the hardest step for most of us. Especially, you know, we are, as women entrepreneurs,
yes,
we are like, let's get her done.
Yes.
Let's get her done. We gotta
yes.
do it. We gotta do it, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
And even just as women, period, whether we're entrepreneurs or not, we're like, I got to do it. I got to get it done. I got, you know, if it's going to happen, I got to do it. Talk to your husbands. You're like, husband, I got to get this done. Or your kids. Yep. We got to do it. And we take all these hats on.
Yeah.
So it's hard to take them off.
It is.
And realize that, you know, that we want to surrender to God in every area of life. But right now what we're talking about with God, Making God Your CEO, we're going to start out talking about this with business, but this is going to trickle over in every area of life, because
for
I think
sure.
we need that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every area.
So
what would you
I had a question
say?
For you, Jahan.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so what does that mean to you? Like when that, you hear surrender
yeah.
your business to God.
So do you know the first
what do you
thing?
Hear?
Okay. So the first thing that comes up to me, so I was going to say to you, like, what would you say? So the first thing that I think of is like, how, you know, like for, cause when, I mean, I know how I'm working on it, but like when you first hear about it, the word surrender, it, to me, it means like literally like letting go, like leaning back, letting go, right? Like not holding on, not holding the control. And I think control is such a big thing for women.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, a lot of women that I work with, a lot of women that we work with, women in general. And like you said, women entrepreneurs for sure, like control because of, you know, things in our past or whatever, we just feel like we have to. So when I hear you say, okay, you have to surrender in order to make God your CEO, I think, okay, that means I have to completely like lean back and like accept that it's not me in control. And then my next question is, okay, but how? And maybe we're going to
yes.
Yeah. See, but
yeah,
I feel like that's still like a control thing. Cause I'm like not just surrendering that I'm asking, okay, but how? You know, like I want to know the next step.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You want, yeah. You know, I never thought of it that way, because I was like that when I chose God, I want you to be my CEO. And that was the first question I asked, but how?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Right.
I don't know what you want me to do,
but
I never thought of that as that's still a part of control.
Yep.
So that is, you are absolutely right about that, because I wanted to control the situation. Now tell me how.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
I'll do it, but what do I need
to do? Right, exactly. And so What, I mean, this is like some new stuff for me right now, because I thought I had it all down pat. But what that says to me is, with that control, what that says to me is that it's still a little bit kind of lack of faith, right? It's
still,
and I know people don't like that. People don't like that lack of faith thing.
Ouch.
But I think it's okay.
I think you're right.
To have lack of faith in some areas. We all do. We just have to admit it. Mm. We have to admit, I have stronger faith over here and I have a lack of faith over here, or I need stronger faith or desire stronger faith over here. We don't have the same amount of faith in every, well, maybe some people do. I think that's the goal, but it probably ebbs and flows. So I think that what that means is that we are still kind of lacking some faith. Tell me how, because I need to know how this thing is going to turn out, God. And so it's not willing to have that faith walk yet.
Like the blind faith.
It's still the first step. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
So have you ever heard? Have you ever heard? There's a speaker. His name is Vodi Bakum, and when he says things, he'll say, "If you can't say amen, if you can't say amen, you better say ouch." That just made me say ouch.
Yes.
I'm like, oh yikes! You're right. That's a faith thing. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, we're gonna have to talk about Vodi one day. I'm a fan.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love him. Okay,
we are like twins.
That. Yes.
We'll talk about that. I'm writing that down for one of the podcasts. Okay. So everybody who's listening, if you don't know Vodi, V-O-D-D-I-E, Bakum, B-A-C-H something.
Yeah.
Bakum. I think you M. If you want to look him up, look him up. He's
awesome.
Fantastic. Okay. So yes, ouch. And that's the first thing I did. But here's the good news.
Okay.
God is so faithful. Mm. Even though in my lack of faith that I didn't know that I had, and I said, but God, show me how to do it. I think it's a necessary step. And in his faithfulness, he still showed me. He still led me. And it became baby steps to that faith walk. So what I'd love to do is share the first thing he led me to do.
Okay.
And this may or may not resonate with some of you. And it's okay, because how he showed me may not be how he shows you.
Yeah.
But what he showed me, number one, he took me to this verse. Seek ye first. So that was my key word. Mm. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I applied all these things to my business, all these desires for my business, all these plans for my business, all these, the monetary gain that I was looking for, the profits, all these things will be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So this is what God said to me. Mm. And he said, wake yourself up early in the morning so you can seek me first. Mm. So first was a timeline. Come out in the morning with me. And that's what he showed me to do. And it was baby steps there as well. And it was just blind faith. Okay, I'm going to come to God first thing in the morning with the word. Mm-hmm. And then he also showed me to journal what I found. And so he led me to that and my journal. And interestingly enough, books that I had on surrender.
Oh,
so
you already
so
had?
I started with surrender. Huh. I already had. Been sitting in my library for like 15 years and I hadn't read them.
Wow.
And he just led me to my library. I have this beautiful library. He just led me and I just started looking at some of the books. I was like, oh, surrender. Hmm. I think I'll read that one. And he pulled these books out. I know it sounds weird, but I know it was God led. And like, why would I go?
That doesn't sound weird to me at all.
Books,
honestly, that doesn't oh, sound good, weird at all. Good. Oh, I feel like that's how always
works,
how it works.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it works. How we know it's him, because it's something we wouldn't have normally done. right? So that's one way we can know. So first thing in the morning, that's what I want to encourage people to do. For me, I used to, you know, grab the Bible or grab a devotion or something at the end of the day. And that's okay too. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's what I used to do. But I like go to sleep or I'm tired, you know. But it was something about rising with the Lord. It was just something about it. And if you already do that, then that's wonderful. Just make God your CEO and he'll lead you to the next step if you're wondering how to do it. He will lead you to your step. But if you're not doing that, then it's a suggestion. I don't like to tell people what to do because I'm not anybody's Holy Spirit.
But
it's a suggestion. If it resonates with you, then that might be the direction. But first might mean something else to somebody else.
You know, right? What could be first is making the decision to do so. You know, making the decision to surrender, and then see where that takes you to. If you've not decided to, then, you know. Because it can be scary.
You have to make that the control. Decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
It is scary.
So start in the morning.
It is scary.
Do it afraid, right?
Start in the morning. That's my challenge to you, Jahan. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
What time do you get up?
You know, I have been.
Did you hear me?
I get up, depends on the day, usually like 5:30, 6 o'clock. And that usually is, my first thing I do is I usually, I thank God for keeping me alive. And then, usually I do use that quiet time for like devotionals or, you know, things like that. But sometimes it is easy to, because a lot of the devotionals I have are on my phone. So sometimes it is easy to be like, well, let me check my email real quick, or let me, just see what's happening on my Instagram or whatever. So I need to be more purposeful about not doing any of that until.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what I had to do as well. I had to say my actual routine was getting up, email, you know, check my phone, check Facebook, and then the next thing would go to the next thing. And then it was like, oh, I have to do this in my business. And then that would be the next thing. And then kids would wake up, and then that would be the next thing. And that's why it wasn't until the evening. So I had to make it a point. I had to be very intentional and just say no to the outside world.
Yes.
And that can be scary.
Right.
To do that, you know, you almost feel left behind if you don't check these things right away.
Or but that like something's going to go wrong. Yeah. And we just have to trust that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's trust.
Okay.
Like the whole thing is just trust. It's trusting him with our, with the steps he leads us to with our business. And with saying, this is for you, God. This is what my business is yours. You know what I said this morning? I'll just say this real quick. This morning I said, you know what, God? I work for you.
Yeah.
Like that sounds so simple.
Right.
And I knew I had, but it wasn't. I knew that's how I felt, but it wasn't until I made that declaration. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. God, I work for you. And so guess what? I don't really feel like I can slack off anymore.
Right. Oh,
it's like, wait a minute. I work for God. I got to do what I got to do here.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
Amazing.
Okay. So that's step one. So that's what we'll do. Okay. So I'm going to do it with everybody else too. Like be very intentional about deciding, you know, and it's so interesting. I think we talked about this during the week too. It's like these things we believe and we say and we do, but we don't apply it to certain parts,
right?
You know, like I was talking to you about the one thing and I'm like, wait a minute, this applies exactly to what we were talking about. So yes. Okay. So being intentional, making the decision, giving him our time first thing every single morning, because we work for him no matter what anyway. So simple when you say it, right?
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. We got this.
But we're going to see it's not as simple as we
I
think,
know.
Right? But but he's got it. He's got it. So
he's
if you joined
it.
Us and you've listened to this, yes, he's got it. And you've listened to this, just know that God's got you, right? Just know that this is a faith walk. Join us in this faith walk. This is a faith walk, and it's a lot of fun, actually. It's not even like the scariness will go away.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It really is fun. It's like, whoa, now I see what God's going to do. Or that he just did that for me.
Yeah.
Right?
It's cool to see the connections too, when you start to, you know, open yourself up and be like, wait a minute, look at how this is all working. It's amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Love it.
I love it. So I think we're coming to the end here.
Yeah. I think this is a good place to wrap up and leave everybody with that, you know, challenge for the week. And then
with that challenge,
and then we can pick up and see how it went.
All right. So next week, we don't know what we're going to talk about yet, people. Just join us because, you know, but literally it's a faith walk. This is part of our faith walk. So it's God inspires us for the next episode. So we'll see where we end up. But
maybe you can give us another step. We'll see how how the first step goes, and then you can give us another step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I want to end with a short prayer because guess what? We didn't do that last week.
Oh, yes. Okay,
and that was where God was like, wait a minute, you didn't pray. So it's going to be really brief, everybody. And this, you know what it is? It's just this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all we need to say.
Yes. Oh, I love that too. That's another thing.
Amen.
We can talk about too. I love it. Amen. All right, my dear guys, we will see you
Amen.
Next time. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Sheila.
All right. Thank you, Jahan. And thank you, everybody. Join us for our next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RVP Queens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course, at Boss Ladies Mindset.